Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. We update it every day. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right on the homepage. You can get to so many things off the homepage, including our Brain Trust members, a couple of thousand of the smartest people in the world, including our good friend Jeff Zabar. He's in that range of the smartest people in the world. I won't say which end of the range he's on, but he's our good friend. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find him there. Jeff, one of the things that is really a problem for small businesses, small business owners, is knowing when to ask for help, knowing when to get a consultant, somebody to advise you, and actually, once you decide that you need it, actually doing it. What do you think?
Right. Well, I think it's absolutely true. What we have as small business owners, as micropreneurs, as people like myself who work in the cave of the home office, quite often we're sequestered, secluded, you know, sort of cordoned off from the rest of the community. And a couple things happen. First off, we think we know what we need to know. We think we know sort of everything that we need to know in order to make a project happen, in order to win a bid, in order to negotiate terms. You know, we've been at it a while, especially, you know, I've been at this like 22 years, so especially I think that, okay, I know how to handle this, but sometimes every now and again, a project or an opportunity comes along that we're just not quite versed in. We have not done this before, or it's a project we've not done before, so we don't know how to bid on a project like that. And I had that happen recently where a project came along and had so many components, and I don't like to bid by the hour. So I'm like, okay, do I bid by, you know, the document? Do I bid by the web page? Do I bid by, I'm not going to do it by the hour. And I just was stymied. So I reached out to somebody I knew who was an expert in the field of, you know, a little bit more expert than I, done a little bit more research on writing and working with clients. Right. And I sent him an email and said, I'd like to buy a half hour of your time. And he took my money, and we had a good conversation. I came away having a better feel and, more importantly, a little bit more confidence going into the bidding process because I had that sort of that Jiminy Cricket, so to speak, whispering into my ear as far as, the, you know, how to bid on this specific project. Because I had his advice, it made me more comfortable in bidding my fee, and ultimately I got the project at the price I was looking for.
Right.
Well, and I think we often get stymied in our roles as independent or very small business owners, where we either think we need or should at this point know everything we need to know, or we're just accustomed to not reaching out. And I think reaching out is a really key, it's a learning curve that, or, you know, a learned experience that we just need to remember that sometimes it's beyond us.
The first hurdle, there are a couple of hurdles, but there is no chicken or egg quandary about which comes first with regard to small business, Jeff. It's always being prepared to admit that you don't know something.
Right.
Being able to say to somebody else, I need your help. I need advice from you. I need somebody to help me with this. I think you're the right person. That's the first hurdle. The second hurdle is finding the person who can actually you can actually say that to. By the way, this reminds me of a quote in Proverbs by the great King Solomon, and that quote is, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with advisors they succeed."
There you go.
That's right out of Proverbs 15. I couldn't remember where it was, but while you were talking, I have to admit I looked it up, but it's actually quoted that in one of my books, but 3,000 years ago, Solomon understood, the wisest man, you know, that we always think of Solomon's wisdom, right? As wise as he was, even he had to get counsel. So folks, it's okay if you need, if you're stumped, ask somebody for help. You know, one of the things that One of the best places to get advice in a company, Jeff, is our employees, if we have employees. Because
right.
I'll tell you, it's okay for the owner to say, you know, and you don't have to, you can phrase it, the question, you can say, what do you think about this?
Right.
And
and I think that it's important that the key element there, to me, is that you're just willing to ask and realize that there are people, I don't want to say greater and lesser than yourselves, but people who are, like you're saying, go to an employee. Because if you hired an employee, especially if you hired them because of their skill set, so they already are, quote, experts in their field, if you hired somebody based on what they already knew, or if they've been at your business long enough, they know the nuance of how you guys do what you do.
Yep.
So why not reach out to them?
You don't have to explain a bunch of stuff to them.
Right.
Because they're already on board, and exactly. But the other thing, folks, is, you know, I know a lot of coaches, a lot of CEO coaches who have coaches themselves.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So, folks,
you know,
it's okay.
Coaching
to
and
ask.
Mentoring is a big deal,
it's
and
okay
never be afraid to ask.
It's okay to ask for help. Seek help. That's one of the reasons why I started doing what I'm doing, Jeff, is because I knew it was hard for small business owners to do that, and I want them to be able to listen to guys like you and hear what they have to say without telling anybody. They can act like they got smarter all of a sudden without having to tell anybody. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's where you can find Jeff and all the things that he does and that he does for his customers. Check it out there. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.